With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and Zohran Mamdani set to meet at the White House today.
I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities.
That is White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. Yet another school mass abduction in Nigeria. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Armed men have attacked a Catholic school in a western region of Nigeria and abducted several school children and staff. The incident happened early Friday at St. Mary's School in the Papiri community, according to officials. The exact number of abducted students and staff remains undisclosed, but local media is reporting around 50 school children were taken. The Nigeria State Police Command said the abductions occurred despite prior intelligence warnings.
That is Charles de la Desma reporting. The U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, one that calls for major concessions from Kiev. We get more details from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. Ben Thomas, Washington.
After some recent large losses, gaining some new ground today on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up close to 800 points, the NASDAQ up by 408. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that a new survey seems to reveal that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
It comes from the Pew Research Center and finds that, as you might have suspected, the South is the most religious region in the country, by a lot. 26% of people who describe themselves as Christians in this country live in the southeastern part of the U.S. Only 10% of such people live in the Northeast, 13% in the Midwest, and 13% in the Far West. The poll also reports that of the Christians who live in the South, most are Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Feminists say that Christianity keeps women down, but that assertion flies in the face of the current situation in this country. Anyway, outspoken women within the ranks of conservative evangelicalism are engaging in ongoing political and social debates. In a Dallas suburb, more than 6,500 conservative Christian women attended an October conference organized by commentator Ali Beth Stuckey. This is SRN News. The Council on American Islamic Relations has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The governor labeled the group a foreign terrorist organization. The Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin chapters of CARE are asking a federal judge to strike down the proclamation. They argue it violates the U.S. Constitution and state law. Abbott's proclamation also prohibits CARE from purchasing land in Texas. CARE claims the proclamation relies on unfounded statements. Rich Thomason reporting.
And Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is weighing in on that possible solution for the war in his country. He's telling his countrymen that they may face a pivotal choice right now between standing up for their own sovereignty or preserving American support in their ongoing wars. Leaders discuss a U.S. peace proposal seen by many there as favoring Russia and acceding to many of its demands. More on these stories can be found at SRNnews.com.